अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरद्विजे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय नित्याय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय यं प्राव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोऽभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमान् तवैवास्मि न जिमामि तया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे मामचरण। माई हार्टली दंडवत प्रणाम अंटू द लॉर्ड ऑफ माई गुरु पाद पद्म ओम विष्णुपाद अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड ऑल्सो मिलियंस ऑफ दंडवत प्रणाम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई शिक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णुपाद श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। आई हैव टोल्ड इन ब्रीफ Vaman Maharaj, Vaman Dev, and how he wanted to cheat him, but he had cheated himself. And those who will make any problem for devotees not to do bhakti of Krishna, then he will be like blind. One eye
blind.
And then Maharaj Harishchandra also, how Bhagirathi Ganga came to this world, then Ramcharitra. Today you can see here Ramayanam play, they will play, but in very brief essence of that I am going to tell something, that when the earth was unable to carry the load of Daitya, like Ravan, he used to forcibly bring the very beautiful princess and his wife. And forcibly he used to do so many bad things. He has ordered his armies to eat sadhu, sannyasi, brahman, gau, mata and everything. So Ravan was very powerful by the benediction of
Shiva
and Brahma both, and thus he was tortured. So Krishna came in the form of Ram to establish Marjada in this world. He came in the womb of Kausalya Devi, and Bharat came in the womb of Kaikeyi Mata, and Lakshmana and Shatrughna by in the womb of
Sumitra Devi.
Krishna was Ram and his color were Lakshman, Bharat, Shatrughna. So all Vishnu Tattva, but in four ways. So after some time, when he became a baby, Ram, Kaikeyi was so much affection more than Kausalya to Ram. Ram always used to play in the lap of mother Kaikeyi. One day, Ram, when he became 10 or 12 years, then told, "My dear mother," and he took, he touched the
chin
of mother Kaikeyi and told, "I want something. Anyone cannot give this. So you are my dearest mother, so I want something. Oh, I will give him my life even for you." Then he told, "Oh, you should have a pratigya, promise that I will, must give." Then she did. And then he told, "I want that when time will come, that I am the eldest son of my father, he will give me his kingdom. At that time, you should tell that Bharat will be king and Ram should go to exile for 14 years. She began to weep. "How can I say that? I cannot. But you have promised. If not, then I cannot kill Raman, all demons. I cannot take the
burden
of earth. So you must help me. Mother Kausalya, Sumitra and other, anyone cannot give me. But you are my dearest mother, so you should give." And then he began to weep, but told, "Yes, I have given. I will tell like that. I will do like that." So, the pathetic part of this whole Ramayana, I think, mother Kaikeyi. Anyone cannot do, but she did. Also, there is a hidden history. When Maharaj Dasarath had so many wives, 360, and Kausalya was prominent, Sumitra was second, but no son from anyone. And in the meantime, one day he went to hunt, and in evening, he was returning, but it was dark, so he thought that I should stay in the house of my friend Kaikeyi. And then he went, and Maharaj Kaikeyi, the father of Kaikeyi, became very
happy,
embraced him, and told Kaikeyi, she was young now. He was
teenager,
like 15, 16, very beautiful, all quality in her. He told that you should take care of Maharaj Dasarath, his weight room, his prasadam, his everything. So she served Maharaj Dasarath in such a way that he was attracted. And next day when he was returning to his kingdom, he went to his friend and told, "Friend, I want something from you." "What you want?" "I will give. I want your, this younger daughter, very so beautiful Kaikeyi. She is very expert and so much quality are her. So I will marry her." He said, "That cannot be done." "Why?" "You will have to promise that if a son will come from her, he will be the king, not anyone. Or he began to laugh. That I have no son, I have so many queens. And if a son comes, he automatically will be the emperor. So no doubt he will be. And then he married to Maharadas. Or this also. And one thing more. After marriage, there were no sons to anyone. Indra called Maharaj Dasaratha. Dasaratha. He has conquered all the...
Ten directions.
Directions. So he is Dasaratha. So he called and he went there and defeated. But in that battle, enemies has cut down his...
Axle of the chariot.
And at once, Kaikeyi jumped up. She was driving. Also, very
expert
and very brave. She at once jumped from the chariot and took the axes in her hand. And Maharaj Dasaratha killed that enemy and he became victorious. Maharaj Dasaratha came in the house and told, I want to give you two benedictions. You have saved my life, so you can ask anything. Oh, you are my husband, I am your wife. I have served my duties to serve. Why two benedictions? No need. Oh, I must give you. Oh, then she told that, I am preserving this benediction. And when a time will come, I may ask. So there are so many reasons that Kaikeyi did so
pathetic. Such a pathetic,
hard-hearted,
cruel, like cruel thing. Whole world does not know all these things, especially at that time. And that is why Ramchandra again and again he used to do pranam for Kaikeyi first, then Kausalya and others. That is why he thought that he is indebted to mother Kaikeyi. Anyone can do. So there are so many things. So the part of Kaikeyi is very, very pathetic. Bharat Maharaj told, I will not see your face. I cannot tell you mother
for
whole life. You are not mother. My Kaikeyi mother was very
affectionate,
gentle.
But she is dead. You are not like so. So I have no relation at all. Maharaj Dasaratha also told, go away from here. Go to your room. Don't come to me. What connection I have, cut it out. I am not your husband, you are not my wife. And if Bharata will accept kingdom, then I will not take his
oblation by him.
Anything. And also I will have no connection with Bharata. And whole life Bharata did not tell mother. But when Ramchandra returned, he went to Kaikeyi and did pranam. She was baking bitterly. He has also told in Chitrakoot, O Ram, I am taking my words. I don't want that you should know. I am repenting for this. So I am returning my boon. Then Ram told, now it is too late, mother. Father has gone. At that time, father and you, mother, both told. But now no father. So, I cannot. How pathetic it was. Then she returned. She went to Bharat in Nandigram and told, went there. Bharat told, why you came from Raj Palace, Ajodhya to his, this Nandigram, this is a place of tapasya.
Austerity.
Why you came? Oh, lakhs and lakhs poisonous scorpions are biting me there. I want to be with you here. No, you cannot.
You should go there.
You are Maharani Kaukai. You are Maharani Kaukai, no mother. One time you should tell me, mother. But in the matter. Jinake Priyana Rama Vaidehi, Tajiya Koti Bairisham Jadapa Paramasanehi, Tajau Pita Prahlad Vibhishan Bandhu Bharat Mahatai, Baliguru Tajau Kanta Brajvanitan Thay Jagamangalakai. If anyone has no connection with Ram, he has no love and affection for Ram, here Krishna also, then what we should do? Oh, we should give up him like Koti Koti Bairi, enemy, his enemy. Tajau Pita Prahlad left his father. Bharat, Vibhishan Bandhu, Raman, his brother. Bharat, his mother. Gopis, what did?
Bali Maharaj Guru.
Gopis, they left their husband. Bali Maharaj, his guru. And it became auspicious for them. So I will not tell you, mother. She returned back. And when Ram came after 14 years, returned to back to
Ayodhya.
She went to mother. She was weeping bitterly. Then he saw that all are here, but Bharti is not here. Why? He never came to her mother, his mother. So he called. Bharti came. Oh, go. Tell her mother. My mother, your mother, all whole world, she is mother. And beg pardon to her lotus feet. Then he, for the sake of Ram, he did pranam and told mother. Otherwise, never. So we should also, those who are in animal cut, criticizing Guru, Vaishnava, Krishna, Bhagavat, they are all enemies of enemies. We should not have any connection with them. Never and never. Otherwise, bhakti will go away. And thus, Ramchandra, to obey his father's order, though his father was never wanted this, but by especially Kaikeyi, he went to forest for 14 years. And he did miracles, so many things. And in the end, in Dandakaranya, Sita was stolen by Raman. And Hanuman discovered. Hanuman
crossed the ocean.
One jump. And discovered. And from here, there, he came and told Ram. And Ram with Sugriv and Jamun, Nal, Neel, Angad, he went and made a breeze over sea. And then it destroyed whole Lanka with Ravan and Kumbhakaran, Meghnad, and he returned back there. After that, Lokush Khand itari. So you will see something here. So who is Ram? Krishna. To establishing Marjada. How he is obedient to his father, mother. How he behaves his brothers. You should see, there was a football. Against party and one part, and they are fighting with football. One is
kicking,
kicking and that is kicking. Bharata in the other side, he is kicking. And also Ram is
kicking the kingdom.
Kingdom. But after some time, what became? Duryodhana and Pandava, they began to fight for that kingdom. And how now? Wife and husband, son and father, sons and sons, brothers, of fighting for this. For nothing. Not for a kingdom, for something. Prestige, even. So this is Kali Yuga. In Treta Yuga was like that. But those who do Gaj Bhajan, they should be in Satya Yuga always. If you are chanting, remembering and serving Gurudev and Krishna, then Kali Yuga cannot dare to come to you. So chant and worship Krishna, remember Krishna, Kali Yuga will be very, very far away from you. Don't quarrel for money, prestige. Don't criticize each other. If you are following all these things, giving respect to seniors, and seniors also have love and affection for juniors. What Rupa Goswami has told? That slope. We should try to behave like this. If you cannot, then your coming and hearing is nothing. This world is nashvar.
Perishable.
No? This body, wealth, reputation, anything cannot go with you. They cannot please you. You should understand. And like a donkey, monkey, hog, pigs, you have tested this grihastha dharma. Don't be attached anyhow. Be careful. If you are householder now, from householder you should do bhajan. And those who are not married, be very careful. Don't take this snake poison in your ear. Don't. And especially brahmachari and sannyasi. You should be always like that. Never and never. So in Srimad Bhagavat, you see so many character of so many kings, only for Vairagya. Kuranjan Upakhyan, best. Chitraketu Upakhyan. So many things. So we should try to be in Satya Yoga and chant and remember. Give always respectful. Oh, you should have a cloth. Understand, cloth is this. Try to cover others any loop and hole. No? Don't take his cloth and make naked. Means what?
Don't see the faults in others.
Don't see any fault in any other. Don't, never and never. Otherwise Krishna cannot excuse you. So this should come in your heart and do bhajan. Only bhajan, one pointed. Criticize only your mind, uncontrolled mind. He is enemy and the other side he is friend. Controlled mind is friend and uncontrolled mind is what? So, there was a king. Then he began to tell. After Ramcharitra, he told, there was a king. Oh, he was emperor of holy world. He has 1 crore of wives, but no son, no child. He was very much lamenting for son. One day Angirya came, Maharshi Angirya. He saw that king is not happy. He told, oh, you have crores of wives. Oh, I think that your khajana,
treasure
is full of jewels and everything. You are very beautiful, young. Your wives are very beautiful, young. But why you are repenting? He told that everything I have that you are telling, but I have no son. Please give me one son. You are very powerful. He told anyone cannot be happy by son or daughter or anything. You should try to do bhajan of Krishna. Then you can be happy. He gave so many quotations of Shastra, but he could not be satisfied. He said, I only want one son. Oh. Then he gave something, Shoru. Shoru means Jagyavashesh.
Remnant of sacrifice.
Sacrifice. And he told that the queen who is most dear to you, you should give. And he gave Kritadyuti, mother, and told that you should take it. And he stood there, and very beautiful son came. Gradually he was
growing
like Chandra,
moon.
The color like moon. And he was so beautiful, charming, that even king, he left his
other queens
managing and everything, he gave it to priests and sadhus. And he was always sitting with
his son.
Gradually he became a 5 years old. Now he was so beautiful. Mother, father. Very lovely. And the queens, one cross, they thought, now king is not even asking for a soap, for cloth, for anything. So become jealous. And one day they gave some poison in milk. And at once son died. All began to weep. Queen came and saw that his son is dead. And he was crying and became senseless. Kings heard this and he also came. And when he saw, he also fainted. In the meantime, Angira Rishi with Nard Rishi, he came and saw that no one is to give consolation to them. Then he told, why you are weeping? Who was yours? What relation? Now he is dead, what relation is now?
So who was it?
And why you are not embracing? He is still in your house. Then they told that, he is dead. What dead?
He has gone.
So, for soul you are weeping? Because soul is not there? Yes. Then, soul, have you seen? What was the relation with that? He was black or he was golden color? He was a small or he was so big, tall? He could not answer, king. And then Narada told, boy, why you are not speaking? He did, and at once, miracle, Shyam sat down. He told, your father and mother are crying for you, weeping. He told that, I have gone in so many pieces of life, lakhs and lakhs.
Which father and mother?
I don't remember in what pieces of life, when he was my father. I have also become his father, mother. Why weeping? You should come to your father. Now I have some favorable chance to do bhajan. I cannot give up. I don't want to come in the womb of any mother. I want to do bhajan in life and to liberate and to have Krishna prem. Then told Narada Chitraketu, do you want? No. My moha has been gone.
Illusion.
Illusion has gone. And then he gave mantra, and then he was liberated. But anyhow, he became Vritasura and was killed by
Indra.
Oh, so big history. So we will tell it at any time. Gaur Premana. One killed on Krishna. Oh, Gaurangara Dutipa.
Gaurange Gauduti Pada Janatvana Sampada
Sukadeva Goswami began to tell Parikshit Maharaj, Sut Goswami to Saunakadi, and Sanat Sanandan to Narad. That even anyone can be Brahma Rishi, Brahma Rishi, you know. He can go to Brahmalok here and there. Very powerful, majestic powers. Ashtasiddhi, Navnidhi, even. But he cannot be equal to any smallest bhakta of Krishna, if he is sincere. So Durvasa like this, very powerful, majestic powers. He can give course to anyone. And on the other hand, Ambarish Maharaj. Can you tell? In brief.
Microphone, please.
All should be ready. One charitra.
Jnanandasya Gyananjala Sharataya Chakshu Maritam Jnanatasmi Shri Guru Nama. So Srila Gurudev has asked me to speak something of Ambarish Maharaj, Ambarish Charita, in his pastimes in Srimad Bhagavatam. So Ambarish Maharaj, he was in Madhuban and he was performing Ekadasi Vrat. And at the time of when it was ready to break his fast, he had a visitor, Durvasa Rishi, came to visit with Ambarish Maharaj. And Ambarish Maharaj, he naturally invited him to honor Mahaprasad with him. So Durvasa said that he must first of all take his bath in Jamuna, and then he would come afterwards. So Durvasa was a very powerful Brahma Rishi, and he had so many mystic powers, and he was meditating in the Jamuna, saying his Gayatri mantras for a long time. And Ambarish Maharaj, meanwhile, was waiting to honor his Haran. And the time came for breaking, which was the most important part of his brata. And without breaking at exactly the right, correct time, then his whole brata would have been wasted. So he had waited for 1 year to actually break this Haran, his Akadasi brata. So he became very worried how to what he should do, because Durvasa was being so long in returning from his bath. And he consulted with the Brahmanas what he should do, and they gave various suggestions. And finally Ambarish Maharaj, he decided himself that he would take water, or Charanamrita, and this would be considered neither breaking his fast, nor would it be considered
eating.
So he would not be transgressing the etiquette of dishonoring Durvasa by taking something before his guest. So he took 3 drops of Charanamrita. And at that very moment, Durvasa in his meditation realized what Ambarish Maharaj had done, and became very furious. And he returned very quickly to Durvasa Rishi's palace. And we see how the pride of someone like Durvasa, and compared to the humility of Ambarish, that Durvasa, he became incensed in anger. So he demanded Ambarish that, why have you broken your fast? Why have you dishonored a guest? This is etiquette in India, that no one would ever offer someone to come and take Mahaprasad, and they would take first before them. So Duryodhana, in his fury, he pulled out one of his locks, his jata, and he threw it on the ground, and a great fiery demoness came, Krita, and she began to stalk towards Ambarish in the huge fiery aura. And Ambarish, in his humility, he was simply meditating on the lotus feet of his beloved Sri Krishna. And he was showing no fear whatsoever as this huge fiery demon walked towards him. And at that time, Krishna could understand all that had transpired and immediately sent Sudarshan Chakra to burn that demon to pieces. And when the demon had been burnt, the chakra immediately turned to chase Durvasa. And at that time, we see the difference between a yogi and a bhakta. The bhakta is always surrendered to Krishna. And even when great fear and danger was approaching, he was immovable in his meditation on Sri Krishna. Whereas the yogi immediately turned and ran from the Sudarshan Chakra. So Durvasa, he ran all over the universes, all over the lower planetary systems and the higher planetary systems, in fear of Sudarshan Chakra. And he approached Lord Shivji himself and asked, can he please relieve him of this Sudarshan Chakra? Lord Shivji said, no, this is beyond my control. He approached Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma said, no, this is beyond my control. He must approach Narayan. So finally, he approached Lord Narayan, and Narayan said, I cannot even stop this Sudarshan Chakra. You must go and beg forgiveness from Ambarish Maharaj for the offense you have committed. So Durvasa, he was questioning Lord Narayan at that time, that why he should, what had not Ambarish Maharaj also committed some offense? And Lord Narayan was explaining that there was no offense on the part of Ambarish Maharaj, because he was honoring Bhakti Devi more than he was honoring his guest. So this is very important to understand, that the priority of honoring Bhakti Devi is most important. So then Durvasa, he returned to Ambarish Maharaj's palace and begged humbly for forgiveness from Ambarish Maharaj. And at that time, Ambarish Maharaj, he'd been waiting for a whole year while Durvasa had been running all through the universes. And he was very forgiving as soon as Durvasa arrived. And being a humble bhakta, he felt no offense had been offered to him. So he immediately embraced Durvasa and lifted him up. And Durvasa was very much affectionate at that time to Ambarish. But we see, even though Durvasa was a great offender to the Vaishnavas, still we see in the history of Durvasa Rishi so many supporting moods towards Krishna's bhaktas. Because the whole time that he was running around the universes, all the other people in the universes were questioning, why is this great Rishi running in fear of his life from the Sudarshan Chakra? What has he done? And of course, everyone would understand at that time that he had offended the great devotee Ambarish. So all were singing Ambarish Maharaj's glories. So in this way, indirectly, Durvasa was actually glorifying Ambarish, just as Durvasa, he glorified so many, like in Krishna Lila when he gave the benediction to Radharani, that anything that she cooked would taste like nectar and increase one's life, etc. So for this reason, Mother Yashoda could always call Radharani to Nandagam. to cook for Krishna every morning. So there are many pastimes of Durvasa, but eventually Durvasa is always actually honoring the devotees. But there are many siddhants and tattvas within this pastime.
Thank you.
Shri Gurudev will explain.
You should prepare more. Prepare more. So here there is a teaching that Krishna Bhakta, who are Ekantik Krishna Bhakta, they don't afraid of even death. He was just standing. He was not fearful. What should be done? Krishna is doing okay. So when Kritya was coming, fire, and he was only what doing?
Remembering.
He was remembering Krishna. And Durvasa fled away. When Chakshudarshan followed, he fled away. And if that Sudarshan was persuading him for 1 year, but why not cutting, finishing? Because Ambarish Maharaj was praying that, oh Sudarshan Chakri, you should not kill. But he, Sudarshan also waiting that when he will come, apologize to Ambarish, then I will kill, otherwise not. So he was moving. And he was praying. So any bhakta should not be worried for anything. If some suffering coming, you should tolerate. If sukh is coming, oh, after that, maybe again suffering may come. So you should be ready for that. And do bhajan like Ambarish Maharaj. Then he told about Sagar and Ganga Avataranam and Ikshvaku Vansa and then Dagni Parshuram, Jajati and last Jadu Bans, Jadu. Jadu kept kingdom for Krishna. So Krishna came in the Jadu Bansa. Now we will begin Krishna Charitra Dasame Skandha. Nivetatarsai rupagiyamana bausadat sotri manokhiram kahuttam slok gunanubadat kuman virajit vinapasukna. Nivetatarsai, detached like Sukadeva Goswami. Maharaj Parikshit is telling. After Nama Skandha. Oh, he told that, can you take water or anything? Oh, no need. I am hearing your sweet pastimes of Krishna. Nibhata Tarase, a person who is detached from worldly things. He is a Rasik Bhavu also. He is Tattvatah Guru. And what he is telling is speaking sweet pastimes of Krishna. This is Bhausadha. This is the Rambaan, Achuk.
Incredible medicine for
Bhavarog. Bhavarog, I have told to you. Puna punar. Jananam punarapi maranam punarapi janani jatharega. Janma, birth, death. Again, birth, death. From beginning of Brahma creation, this Brahmanda creation. But we are coming. Now, Krishna has given mercifully this human form. So, for this rogue, only Rambaan Aushadhi is Krishna Katha. No jnana, no vairagya, nothing. Anyone cannot save you. Only hearing Harikatha from real life person like Sukadeva Goswami or in his life. Then this is Aushadhi.
Medicine.
And what? Shrotri Manobhiram. And for other persons, what? In hearing so sweet, and if realizing that Harikatha, then what to tell? So both is. For others also. Kahu uttam shlok gunanubad. So, in this world, who have no taste to hear Harikatha, so many devotees comes at the time of hearing Katha. If even they go to Parikrama of Navadvip Vrindavan, they are not good. They are like killer of their soul and others too. Where there is Harikatha, like Sukadeva Goswami, anyone, Rasik Vaishnava, we must hear him here, giving up all duties and everything. And then he began to tell. And he became Sukadeva Goswami. He told that I don't need water. For water this stage came. No water, nothing. Water is your Harikatha, so you should go on. Eung nisham bhrigunandanam sadhubadam vayyasaki sa bhagavanath vishnuratam pratyach krishna charitam kali kalmasagnam vyahartum marmat bhava. Then he began to speak. How Krishna came in the womb of mother Devaki. How Krishna came in the womb of mother Yashoda. How Brahma told all the demigods and his wives to come to serve Krishna and also Tatpriya, Radhika. For them they should go and they should take birth in the dynasty of Jadu or Nand Maharaj Parjanyago. So all were like that. And some were the associates of Krishna directly from Goloka Vrindavan. Also demigods and their wives became Gop, Gopi, Jadu, Vansi, Jadav and so many. Like in Ram Leela, when Ram came, his so many, Hanuman and Sugriva and all other came from his Saket Dham, and some demigods, they also became monkeys and bears and so many things. And they served and helped Ram. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came from all round, from everywhere. So many devotees came from Goloka Vrindavan, from Navadvip, Shvetdvip, from Narayan Lok, Jai Vijay came in Jagai Madhai. Hanuman came in Murari Gupta form. So many. Shivas, Narada was Shivas. Like Madhumanga. So all came. And then this Lisa was so beautiful and born. Raramananda, he was Lalita, Vishakha, and Sarup Damodar, himself, Lalita. So many comes. So, time to time it comes like this. So, then how Putana came? And what became? Can you? Where is Damodar?
His mother just was titan.
No, okay. Without fear, speak briefly. Ladies, anyone can speak? Except Samrani? You should all try to be qualified to speak something and preach my mission. Go. In brief.
More louder.
Speak like me?
What?
Don't know.
Don't laugh, please.
Putana came, was sent by Kamsa, because Kamsa knew that the Lord Krishna has appeared in
Nandagram
and wanted to kill all the babies, all the newborn babies. So, as Gurudev described the other day, how Putana meaning one who is no good qualities, and also who can no kids, no children. And she has
no son, Putana, or though she is not pure.
No,
always drinking
alcohol.
Blood of wild, taking him like eggs, so fearful. So always a puppet.
She is no good qualities, always impure. So she was very much qualified in that sense, and Kamsa was very happy to send her to annihilate all the babies. And when she went in the disguise of a mother, and because she also no children, she didn't have any breast milk, so she smeared with the poison. And then she approached Krishna. Krishna accepted, and then she sucked her life. Even though she went with the intention of killing her, Krishna was so merciful. He gave her the position of a nursing mother. So that is the mercy of Krishna, like Gurudev was telling in the morning. Well, today, one question, how the difference between the mercy of Krishna that showed to Mother Putana, that he gave that wonderful nursing mother situation, compared to Chandrika and Shweta, who were wanted to kill him. Of course, they were not disguising. So that shows the mercy of the Guru also, that if we approach sincerely, we could bestow that invaluable Krishna prema to all of us.
Thank you. Oh, you should speak something. Aho bakiyam stanakalakuta. Try to speak like them, very briefly. I thought that you will fall down, but by the mercy of Krishna you could.
Guru, Guru,
no, all should be.
Om agyanati mirantasya kyanam chanashalakaya chakshurun meditam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha. So, this story of Putana coming to attempt to kill baby Krishna, it is very illustrative of one very important quality of Sri Krishna. He is unlimitedly merciful. How can we understand from this pastime how merciful Krishna is? Actually, Uddhavaji, he pointed this out. This was later on, after Krishna had wound up his pastimes in this world, and he was wandering here and there, everywhere, completely in the mood of separation from Krishna. And at that time, by the will of the Lord, Vidura came and met Uddhava and inquired from him about Krishna. And Uddhava, in his intense mood of separation, he began to remember all of Krishna's pastimes that he had performed while he was present on this earth. And then he spoke this verse, Aho Bakiyam Stanakala Kuta Jigyam Sayur Apayayan Apyasadvi. So here he's asking the question, oh, this Putana, this Rakshasi, this very horrible, wicked witch, as Gurudev said, who liked to drink the blood of so many babies and kill them mercilessly, she came with the intention to actually kill Krishna. She smeared poison on her breast, and she forcibly entered into the nursing room of baby Krishna, who was only a few weeks old. And she took on this form. This demoness was able to transform her form and become very, very beautiful. So strikingly beautiful that even all of the Brijvasis thought she must be some demigoddess who has come. So in this way, she came in a very deceptive way, and she attempted to kill baby Krishna. And when Krishna saw her entering into the room, oh, he closed his eyes, but she forcibly took her breast nipple and forced it into his mouth, smeared with poison in order to kill Krishna. But what did Krishna do? Oh, he began to suck on her breast, just as a child will suck on the breast of a mother, and he took her motherly approach. Not that she was a demoness. Of course, he also dealt with her as a demoness, because he sucked out her very life force. And as this was happening, Putana became so much startled, and she began to scream, and she tried to pull baby Krishna off of her breast, and she ran out into the courtyard. But even though Putana was as strong and stronger than 10,000 elephants, she had this power, but she could not pull baby Krishna off of her breast. And then her actual form transformed into this huge demoness going up into the sky. She was huge and gigantic. It's described in 10th canto that she was practically like 10 miles, 12 miles long in height. And she came crashing to the ground. So little baby Krishna, who was playing there on her breast, was simply taking her as mother. And Mother Yashoda, in the meantime, and all the Brijvasis, when they saw this happen, they began to scream out in terror, oh, where is my son, my son? And Mother Yashoda came running, and she simply found baby Krishna playing like a huge hill. He was playing there on the breast of Putana. But what was the actual result that Putana gained from her attempt to kill Krishna? Oh, Krishna didn't accept that she had come to kill him. What he accepted was her motherly affection, that she took the position of mother. And in this way, he awarded her, when he killed her, he awarded her the position of Tatri, nursemaid, in Goloka Vrindavan. So when Uddhava was remembering this pastime, he said, Kamvadayolur Shanam Brajima.
Who can I possibly ever take shelter of any other Lord who could be so merciful as this Krishna, who gave the position, awarded the eternal service and eternal position of mother to someone who had come to kill him? So I cannot take shelter of anyone else. He is so merciful, so merciful. And in this way, Uddhava began weeping and weeping.
What is the meaning of Dhatri Uchit Gati?
That means that she attained the position of nursemaid, like mother. Not exactly directly that she became mother, but she attained the position of nursemaid, that sometimes...
Dhatri means not mother. Dhatri means not mother. So, not like mother. Like...
Like nursemaid. Like.
Yes, giving...
Even not... Dhatri.
Even not nursemaid. Like.
Like. Not like Dhatri. Like that. So, where she went? What is this gati? What gati? Where she went?
What destination she achieved?
In Goloka Vrindavan.
What doing? Thank you. Oh, you should know all these things. Why he gave Krishna Dhatri Uchit Gati? She made the form of a mother. Oh, lovely son, oh, lovely son. Very affectionate mood. She wanted to kill, but from words, oh my lala.
Oh my son.
Lala, lala. Lala means?
Darling son.
Darling son.
Come on. And he forcibly gave. So this lala word, and that form, made Krishna very satisfied. And he gave it to Dhatri Uchit Gati. Not Dhatri even.
Like
Golok.
Like that.
So, if anyone has some affection, Brahma is telling, he was in confusion that if he had given enemy like Putana, Dhatri Uchit Gati, then what he will give it to Brajabasi to have really motherly love, and they get breast and belt too. Krishna. And what of the cows? For 1 year they gave Krishna. So what he will give? And moreover, what he will give it to gopis? Oh, he was in confusion. And really it is like that. Krishna may tell that I cannot repay you. Only this. He cannot give anything more than that. So, this charitra we should try to realize. And then, what became? His body was so fragrant, it was cut to pieces. And when fire was given, fragrant came everywhere. Why? Because Krishna touched. And then Nanda Baba was coming from Mathura. Oh, he found some fragrance. And then then he came to Vrindavan Gokul, and he was so attached that I will never go like this anywhere. Always protecting us. But one question is that, you see, Vrindavan is very pure. Any demigods cannot go there.
What you say, a demon?
But how?
Demon.
A demon like Putana went, Agasur, Bakasur, all went there. Why? They have not done any austerities, anything. Oh, they were brought by Yogamaya to increase the love and affection, and to renew the love and affection of gopis, Braj gopis, to Krishna. That is why. Otherwise, any demon cannot go there. And then, Shakatabhanga. Oh, yes. Oh, you. Shakat Bhavan. You know? Shaktasu? If you not know, then. You? You know Shaktasu? What is the meaning of Shakat?
Cart.
Huh? What?
Cart.
Yes. Go on.
Turn on, please. Don't forget to turn on.
Om Jnana Jnana Sharakaya Chaksuro Minitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So, Srila Gurudev just was telling that in order to renew the love of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, so Yogamaya, once in a while, in such a circumstance, she allowed one demons to enter and to play a part in Krishna's pastimes. So in the case of Shakatasura, this is exactly what happened. Because Krishna was put in a cart nearby everyone, and everyone was enjoying a festival of Krishna's birthday, I guess. Not sure, but there was a big festival.
Under the cart.
Oh,
90 days.
That festival. So, yes.
Krishna rolled over underneath the cart.
No.
Better you should sit down.
Quickly,
Saman is going. Time is going on.
So, all the residents were enjoying dancing and taking prasadam and everything, and for a little while they forgot Krishna. Krishna was left alone on that cart.
Under the cart.
There was also levels on that cart. So at that time, Shakatasura came in Vrindavan. He came without body because he remembered that previously all those who came with body, they got killed. So he thought, if I come without body, just like a spirit, then nobody will know that I have come in Vrindavan. So he entered Vrindavan in that state of completely invisibility. So he approached Krishna, and looking at the situation, he saw that there was many pots and bags of rice and many things that could help him to kill Krishna. And the way he wanted to kill Krishna is to put all these things on top of the cart. And by the weight of all these things, the top level will crush and completely finish Krishna. And on top of this, he would put himself just to weight more on that cart, and definitely he will kill Krishna. So Krishna saw him as a sannyasi because he was devoid of bodily conception. He came without body. So Krishna thought, oh, he wants to offer me all these things, so I accept the offering. But the way he did offer these things was not properly done because his mood motivation was not proper. He wanted to kill Krishna, just like Charul and Mustik. So they're not belonging to that verse, Anyamadisudasunya. So Krishna, seeing this, he kicked all the offerings with his foot on the cart. And all the offerings and Shakatasura on top of those offerings, they went in the air. And in this offering, there was oil, there was chili.
What offering? Not offering. Nanda Baba has kept
milk products.
Oh, products of milk and curd and so many things on that cart. But Krishna touched when that cart, and the cart was Broken down.
And all everything went in the air. And Shakatasura felt, and everything felt on Shakatasura. All the oil and milk and all the chili things went into his ears and nose.
Thank you.
And then, like this, he received his samadhi. Krishna gave him his samadhi.
Thank you.
Okay.
You should prepare more. More preparation should be done.
Ice cream.
This was Shaktasura. He came without form, like air, entered in court. And Krishna was thinking, I was playing, and court was only touched my finger. And if Shaktasura has killed, what should I do? I was only playing. And then Trinavartabad. Also consent, Trinavart was a very powerful demon. Very powerful. And without any form he came in the form of whirling.
Whirling.
So, dust was
flying everywhere.
Everywhere in Gokul, everywhere it was like dog. And then Mother Yashoda thought, oh, Krishna has today become like a stone, very heavy. So he took him and sat on the ground. And in time, meantime, Trinavarta took Krishna and took in
the
sky. Krishna,
held on to his neck.
He did nothing, but he was choked and red
blood
eyes came and he fell down from the sky and he was. Krishna thought that today I had a chance to fly in
air.
But I only touched his
throat
out of fear and he was dead. What should I do? Then so many things. Yashoda mother saw Vishwarup in the mouth of Krishna. When he was taking milk, breast, and then he took Jambhai.
Yawning.
And Yashoda mother saw. Oh, whole universe in him. He saw also herself, Nanda Baba, all Brajavasi, Brajabhumi, and herself there. And he thought that what became? Any Maya or any ghost has come? Or what has been? Or I'm seeing dreams, he was like doing this. But like Arjun, he did not thought that he is himself.
Supreme Lord.
Then he called some Brahmins and they recited mantra and gobar,
cow dung
and urine makes burden. And with the tail of black cows, all months were there. Like Narayanam, Gobandim, all. And he gave so much cows to Brahmins and so much wealth to them. This is Bandi. But Arjun, he saw Vishwaru and he was bewildered. I will not tell him Sakha, but Mother Yashoda, not like this. And then, Dambandhan Leela, you can speak something. Oh, I think that drama place would be ready.
Naam announce hobe 5.7 ta naam
ache. Naam ke kal ke nahi.
Kal ke baad samay chahiye kab?
Om
Gaktarasa Gandhasalakara Chakshur Nuitam Dena
Drama play, they should be ready. At 7, they must.
Speak in brief about Dhanbal and Lila, the pastime of Madhishoda Bhagavad Krishna. You know that Krishna, as a small baby, when he could walk around, he was very restless. And he would steal butter from door to door. So his mother thought, why is my child stealing butter from the neighbors? Is it that the butter in our house doesn't taste so good? Is this the reason? Perhaps it's because I engage the servants in making the butter. I don't make it myself. And if I'll make it myself with so much love and affection, Krishna will have tasted this butter, then he'll not go here and there stealing. So, the day before, she took milk from one cow, Padmaganda. This milk is fragrant like lotus flowers, very flavorful. And she turned it into yogurt, and very early in the next morning, in the brown muhurta, before sunrise, Mother Shoda, she got up from her bed, and she was churning the yogurt into butter, and churning and remembering the sweet pastimes of Krishna and singing his names. Govinda Namo Ramadhi, Govinda Namo Ramadhi, Govinda Namo Ramadhi, Govinda Namo Ramadhi. And absorbed in the qualities of Sri Krishna. At the same time, Krishna was where? In the bed of Madhishoda. She had kept his arm on one pillow. So he was asleep and thinking, my mother is there. When he woke up, he saw, oh, his mother was not there. So he called, Maya, Maya, loudly. But she could not hear anything. Why? She was absorbed in kirtan. Holy names, more powerful than Krishna even. Krishna was calling, but she did not hear. She was absorbing Harinam. So at that time, Krishna saw his mother was not there, and she wasn't coming. So he tried to get down from the bed. So though he is very powerful and the Supreme Lord of Lords now in Vrindavan, it's very difficult for him to get off his mother's bed. So he got on his stomach and slid down backwards like this onto the ground. And then, with sleepy eyes, and rubbing his eyes and crying, and naked also, he came out from the bedroom and he was looking for his mother. He has some kajal on his eyes and crying, and the tears washed the kajal, so he has black lines running down his black face and very beautiful reddish hands like this rubbing his eyes. So he saw that his mother was churning the yogurt into butter, absorbed in remembering him. And he came there and keeping one hand on the churning stick, and one hand he took the anchor of his mother, the veil of his mother, and pulled. And then she looked and saw, my son has come. So very happily, she took Krishna in her lap and put her breast in his mouth and relished the beauty of his face as he was drinking her breast milk. So at that time, bhakti became bhakti rasa. Milk flowing from her breast, tears from her eyes, hair standing on end, body trembling. All sattvic bhavs, vibhav, anubhav, sattvic bhav, vyabhachari bhav, sthayi bhav, everything mixed together, and bhakti became bhakti rasa. So at that time, when Krishna was drinking the breast milk of Mother Yashoda, in the kitchen there was one large pot of milk and it was being boiled on the fire. But then at that time the milk thought, oh, Mother Yashoda's breast milk is unlimited. Even one drop is more than Kirsagar, the ocean of milk. Why? Because this is not milk, this is Vatsalya Prem. How vast ocean of Vatsalya Prem. So her milk will never run out. And Krishna, his belly become full? We have just heard from Gurudev, all the universes can fit in his mouth, or to speak of his belly. Everything is there. So his belly will never be full and the milk will never run out.
So the milk on the fire was thinking, I'll never have a chance to serve Krishna. If I have no chance to serve Krishna, then what should I do? Keno vayachaye prana ki sukha lagiya narottama dasa keno na kelo moya. Like Nathan Das Thakur, I am not serving Krishna, so why should I stay alive? What is the purpose, what is the meaning, the value of life, if I cannot serve Krishna? So the milk decided, I must commit suicide. And the milk began to jump out of the pot and into the fire. You may say that the milk was boiling over, but this is the real story. So the milk, on the pretext of boiling over, he jumped out from the pot and was about to give up his life in the fire. So just then, at that moment, Madhishoda saw that the milk was boiling over. And she is very merciful. Very merciful. Just like a guru. Guru in his heart. How? Ratri Dini Radha Krishna Karine Sevan. Mami Nija Siddhadeya Karya Bhavan. See, Guru always serving Radha and Krishna by Siddhadeya. But of giving up the service of Radha and Krishna, or to give others a chance, such as myself and yourself, to give us a chance. See, Guru, he leaves his bhajan for a moment and gives others a chance to serve Krishna. So Madhyashoka, like a guru, left Krishna and went to give the milk a chance to serve. She came there with water and sprinkled water on the milk that it would not boil over. Oh, don't be upset. Don't be upset. You will also have service. Why? Because from my breast milk I cannot make paneer, I cannot make yogurt, I cannot make kheer from breast milk. So you also have a chance to serve. But one thing is astonishing. When Krishna was took the breast of Putana, he was only 6 days old. And Putana has the strength of 60,000 elephants. And she tried to push Krishna away from her breast. Oh Krishna, leave me, leave me. But she could not push Krishna away from her breast. But now Krishna is about 2.5 years old, so he's much bigger and stronger. And Krishna, he's not only taking the breast in his mouth, but like a monkey, he's holding on with his mouth, with both arms and both legs, very tightly. And he didn't want to let go. He didn't want to let go. But maybe surely with the left hand, only had to sit down. And Putana went to the mouth. Though Putana is like a yogini, and she has so much power, but those who have bhakti, they are millions of times more powerful than any yogi. Yogi is insignificant. So Madhyashoda, she went to save the milk. In the meantime, Krishna, he was not satisfied because he's not putting down by force. So he was upset, biting his lips, and with tears in his eyes, or stamping his feet. The Lord, now I will teach you a lesson. Why did she put me down? I'm not satisfied. So he thought what to do. He saw there was a pestle for grinding spice. And he took it, and he saw the big pot of yogurt that Madhyashoda had been churning. He could understand, if I break the top, nothing will happen. But if I make a hole in the bottom, then it will all come out. So he took the best and broke a hole at the bottom of the vessel. And by the way, then all the yogurt came spraying out all across the kitchen. Krishna was laughing and clapping. How nice. Then the next moment he thought, when my mother comes back, then she'll punish me. So Krishna thought, I have to leave the scene of the crime before my mother gets here, otherwise it will be a big problem. So Krishna went sneaking out from the kitchen and he went to the next room. So when Madhyashoda returned, she came there. You know, if a thief does a crime, though they may try to run away, but still the police know that there will be some clues. So though Krishna is very intelligent, he has all six opulences, including all knowledge. He's a little baby in Vrindavan. He forgot that if you walk through the yogurt, then you will leave yogurty footprints all the way to the place where he's hiding. He could not understand. So Madhyashoda came there, said, what happened? And then she saw Krishna's very soft, beautiful lotus footprints in yogurt going out from the kitchen to the room where he had gone to hide. So she followed the footprints. And then she came and she opened the door just a little and looked through the door and she saw what was he doing.